Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says it is implementing a daily humanitarian pause in military operations around the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. UN humanitarian chief says there is really a need for a 48-hour ceasefire. And regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales tells VOA he believes the UN proposal of 48 hours is more realistic.
It seems to me that it must fit into some sort of response to difficulties that the Syrians and the Russians have been having around Aleppo over the last couple of days, where the siege, the blockade has been broken. And at the same time, the government-controlled area of Aleppo is in itself risking being isolated. And so I think they're probably trying somehow or other to slow down rebel advances, to give the Assad government time to get forces into position, etc.
Reuters reports that sources are saying the insurgent threat to take the battle to the Syrian government's western districts increases prospects for more protracted and bloody battle. Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Churkin says the issue of Crimea's annexation will never be revisited. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks in the disputed peninsula. Churkin called the alleged plots a clear act of sabotage and terrorism. UN Security Council met in an emergency session at Ukraine's request to discuss the tensions. Local news media Nigeria reporting two new cases of polio on what would have been the country's two-year anniversary of being polio-free. Nigeria's health minister called the development a setback. This is VOA News. A series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces in a 24-hour period from yesterday until today has killed at least four people, wounded dozens more. The Thai junta chief said the blasts are, in his words, an attempt to create chaos and confusion. In a referendum last week, millions of Thais voted to approve a junta-backed constitution. The government military leaders say opens the way to new elections, but critics see it as legitimizing the military's role in the government for years to come. Turning to U.S. politics, for the second time this week, a group of prominent Republicans says it will not support Donald Trump for president. Meantime, Trump has called President Obama the founder of the Islamic State. He told a group of evangelical Christians in Orlando, Florida, the U.S. is not well-liked around the world.
But they don't respect us. They don't respect our country. They don't respect our president. They don't like our president. Putin doesn't like our president. Putin has no respect for Obama whatsoever. Wouldn't it be nice if we could actually get along with Russia? Wouldn't that be a decent thing? Wouldn't that be nice?
Meantime, Clinton campaigned in Warren, Michigan, where she formally unveiled her economic plans.
My message to every worker in Michigan and across America is this. I will stop any trade deal that kills jobs or holds down wages, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trump also is opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, American gymnast Simone Biles is now officially the best gymnast in the world. She won a gold medal late Thursday. We got that story now from VOA's Park Brewer.
Simone Biles showed why she was the heavy favorite, putting on a spectacular floor exercise that closed the competition, as well as scoring the most points of anyone in any of the four routines. The 19-year-old Biles was overcome with emotion when she learned she was Olympic champion.
Everything hit me at once, and I realized I had finally done it.
Biles' combined score for the uneven bars, vault, balance beam, and floor was 2.1 points ahead of teammate and one of her best friends, Ali Raisman, who got the silver medal. Alia Mustafina of Russia won the bronze. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
And the U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps earned his 22nd career gold medal in the 200-meter individual medley Thursday night. American swimmer Simone Manuel tied for gold in the 100-meter freestyle. She's sharing that title with Penelope Olsiak of Canada. Manuel is the first African-American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in swimming.
That's the latest world news from VOA.